Hi there, I'm talking with Dr. Matteo Bernardotto about different injections and their usage. And today we're talking about injections for the temporomandibular joint, so the TMJ. If you could just tell us a little bit about how these injections are used and which patients in particular might benefit from them.
Hi Dave, thanks for inviting me for this chat. Yes, temporomandibular joint injections are an option for people with temporomandibular joint pain or temporomandibular disorders. Again, like with a lot of these interventions, it's key to select the right patient and ensuring that you're doing the right type of injections. But if a patient with TMJ pain has been assessed and already went through a course of specialist physiotherapy program and are struggling to improve their pain, then injections to the TMJ can be considered. There are a number of options. You can keep it very simple and inject some steroid at a low dose because it's a tiny joint, and that can often provide some relief in the short, medium term, with a view then to facilitate, you know, the physiotherapy and the exercises needed to address it. Sometimes if there are degenerative changes confirmed on an X-ray or MRI scan, for example, in the soft tissues within the TMJs, like the meniscus or some of the ligaments, then PRP, so platelet-rich plasma injections, can be done to the temporomandibular joint, and it can be effective in a selected number of patients. But the key here with injections, yes, they are an option, but it's important that we do them for the right reasons. TMJ is a complex area, and it's just one of the causes of facial pain or neck pain. In fact, it's important to remember that the temporomandibular joint pain and neck pain go hand in hand. The temporomandibular joint is just adjacent, so just next to the base of the skull and the beginning of your neck, the cervical spine. So it's very key whenever you're thinking of a temporomandibular joint intervention to make sure that all other contributing factors like neck problems, neck pain, neck-related joint issues are explored and addressed, and that you're not confusing or that you're not, it's important that you're not addressing the wrong factors.
Okay, excellent. And yeah, I'm just aware as you're saying that we're talking about temporomandibular joint pain, which is obviously quite a technical term in itself. So we're talking about pain around the jaw and that may radiate up onto the face and to the neck and this kind of thing. If I'm a patient and, you know, I'm thinking, well, I wonder if I've got temporomandibular, what movements, what activities are normally affected if you've got TMJ pain, would you say?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, and correctly so, TMJ pain and facial pain, it's an umbrella term. There could be so many different things going on and actually causing the pain. TMJ is one of the structures in the area. You've got muscles there, you've got nerves, you've got the neck. So it's really key to ensure that when someone has got pain around the TMJ, the facial area or the upper neck, that things are assessed properly and thoroughly by either a specialist doctor like a sport or an MSK doctor, as well as a physiotherapist that sees those issues regularly. In terms of how it can present, the hallmark sign of it is facial pain. So pain just in front of the ear, yeah. Which can often radiate alongside your jaw or to the temple. But there can be lots of different presentations. It can often come only with upper neck pain or pain just behind the ear. It can also come with changes in sensation. So the pain may be characterized by burning, maybe some pins and needles or numbness if there's some involvement of the local nerves. So there can be lots of different symptoms going on. In terms of activity, what patients often report is pain when opening their mouth, so yawning or even talking sometimes, clicking sensation. When they're chewing, for example, and as well as pain. And
that's excellent. I mean, we certainly get lots of inquiries about, you know, TMJ related pain. We know it can be very debilitating. We know it can be really difficult to treat, and it can be really chronic. So it's great to know that, you know, we have a service that offers another possible option for patients which may be of benefit. So that's really, so anything else in particular, any other sort of typical features or aggravating factors that patients might talk about with this?
So one of the common features I see in my clinic with in a lot of patients with temporomandibular disorders, which is often chronic as it's been there for like years in many cases, is something called bruxism, which is essentially teeth grinding. So as part of my assessment, I would normally, look inside their mouth to feel the pterygoid muscle, so any tender points within the muscle that control the movement and stability of the joint, but also look at the teeth, because often you can find and observe teeth filing on the teeth, which is the hallmark features of teeth grinding or bruxism. Sometimes people and patients are not even aware that they do that, because they often do it at night, mm-hmm. when the muscles get tense and they clench their teeth and they start grinding it. It's often an involuntary thing that occurs in sleep, and it's really, really important to not miss it out. The reason being is because sometimes that can be corrected, or at least better controlled, which has a positive impact on their TMJ pain. In those situations, when a patient has bruxism, I would always recommend to see their dentist, because they may really benefit from a mouth guard, both to protect their teeth, make sure that their dental health doesn't deteriorate, but also to reduce strains around the TMJ and its muscles, and therefore improve pain. So TMJ can present in different ways. Typically, the hallmark features is facial pain, particularly pain that localizes to the TMJ, which is just in front of your ear. But not only that, it's a wide spectrum of symptoms. People can commonly present with headaches around the temple or all over the head, sometimes even mimicking migraines. And the pain can often not just stay in the TMJ, but shoot into different parts of the face, for example, the cheekbone or the jaw. As well as that, you can also get neck pain with it, which is very, very common. And it's often difficult to differentiate between the root cause of the pain, whether it's TMJ of the neck, because they're so intimately linked. The other key features that patients often complain of is crepitus, so clicking in the joint with pain. And that can be made worse by a number of different activities. Could be yawning, so opening the mouth, or sometimes even talking can become quite painful or uncomfortable. And the other thing that it can cause is, so patients can complain of crepitus with a clicking sensation, often with pain, which is uncomfortable. And that can be triggered by a number of different activities, like chewing, for example, very common, and as well as opening the mouth, particularly opening the mouth widely. Best example is when they're yawning. And that can sometimes be associated with quite strange things, like locking, when the jaw gets stuck in a certain position, either open or closed, and as well as other things like neck pain, etc.
Thank you so much for coming to talk to us about that service today. It's really, really helpful. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.